The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
Investigation into a murder. I'm Jeremy Scott. Three Yorksville men are in custody in Tuscarawas County Jail in relation to an alleged shooting death of another man. Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell says just after 4:30 a.m. Sunday, an unconscious male was found in a car on McKee Road at the intersection of Eastport Road in Denison, which is Mill Township. The body was later identified as 37-year-old John Q. Bashline II of Powhatan Point in Belmont County. While the official cause of death is still to be determined by Tuscarawas County Coroner Dr. Jeff Cameron, Campbell says a single gunshot wound to the chest was observed. Campbell says 37-year-old Dalbert Dale Sanders will be charged with the shooting death of Bashline and is also expected to be charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence. 37-year-old Michael P. Reynolds and 27-year-old Dominic Allen Reynolds are also being held on consideration of charges of abuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence. Campbell says the investigation revealed the shooting was a result of heavy drinking and reckless and dangerous handling of a firearm, and the shooting was unintentional. He says the incident actually occurred at a residence on Feed Springs Road southeast in Yorksville. Specific details as to what took place are being withheld until they can be reviewed by the Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office, and additional charges could be filed. From the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, no accidents to report from yesterday. Many complaints. Jay Shearer of Coshocton reported vandalism in the 20,000 block of County Road 6. A Coshocton female reported theft in the 600 block of Wilson Avenue. Deputies issued a tall grass and weed notice in the 800 block of Pine Street. Alternative school at 950 Otsego Avenue was having a male juvenile subject being unruly. Melinda Angle of Coshocton reported theft of her vehicle in the 900 block of South 2nd Street. Deputies issued a tall grass and weed notice in the 1,000 block of Orchard Street. Deputies responded to 206 East Main Street in Warsaw in reference to a hit-skip motor vehicle accident without injury. Deputies responded to a neighbor complaint in the 1,000 block of Cassingham Avenue. A Coshocton woman reported a domestic incident in the 300 block of North 2nd Street in Coshocton, and a Coshocton female reported a domestic dispute in the 300 block of South 9th. Upon investigation, the male half was arrested for disorderly conduct. Well, what do local residents think of the likely overturning of Roe v. Wade? They're nearly split, 50-50. 48% say they're against overturning it entirely, supporting a woman's right to choose. 39% say they are for overturning it, but believe there needs to be provision for victims of rape and incest. The other 13% say they're for overturning it and don't believe there needs to be any such provision. As we turn our attention to this week's WTNS Question of the Week, it deals with a more controversial topic locally. Recent controversy has emerged over the name of White Woman Street in Roscoe Village, but Coshocton City Council recently said the name would not change. What is your opinion of this? Let us know at mywtnsradio.com. That's the Question of the Week page. Ohio could be getting closer to a statewide rail service, just not right away. Cleveland.com reports Governor Mike DeWine has asked the Ohio Rail Development Commission and Amtrak to work together, studying costs, environmental impact, and other issues involved with potential new rail routes. A report of those findings is expected to take 8 months to a year to complete. Amtrak has expressed interest in building a new line that connects Cleveland, Columbus, Dayton, and Cincinnati, and has agreed to cover the cost of construction and operating costs for at least 5 years. The estimated $100 million bill for building the line would be covered by funding from the infrastructure package Congress passed into law. The Food and Drug Administration has approved several new e-cigarette devices and their tobacco products. The agency gave the green light to Vuse Vibe and Vuse Zero e-cigarette products. According to the FDA, the benefit for adult smokers outweighs the risk young people could start using them. The agency acknowledged the authorization does not mean the products are safe, nor does it mean they are FDA approved. JetBlue is going hostile in its bid for Spirit Airlines and asking Spirit shareholders to reject a proposed $2.9 billion acquisition by Frontier Airlines. Spirit shareholders are scheduled to vote next month on the Frontier bid, which is favored by the Spirit board. Spirit has cited uncertainty about regulatory approval of JetBlue's $3.6 billion offer for the Florida budget carrier. JetBlue said yesterday Frontier's offer is high risk and low value. a couple of announcements to pass along. The provisional meeting scheduled that was scheduled for yesterday at 8:30 a.m. and the certification meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. at the Coshocton County Board of Elections have been rescheduled for the date of May 25th at 8:30 a.m. because of some post-election deadline changes. Those meetings will now take place consecutively. And the Keene Township trustees will be providing dumpsters for Keene Township residents at the Keene Township House Saturday, May 21st and Sunday, May 22nd for the annual Keene Township cleanup days. Any questions, contact 622-8699. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 60 degrees in Coshocton. Beautiful, beautiful day ahead of us. We had lots of rain yesterday, but nothing but sunshine today with high temperatures in the lower 70s. So not too hot, but not too cool. Just right for working outdoors and enjoying the outdoors. So I hope you get the opportunity to do just that. It's time for the Communication Lines program, and I'm Mike here with you till 11 o'clock this morning. And possibility we might have a little sliver of open phone lines towards the end of our show today, but probably not. We're going to talk about the leadership of Coshocton County the first hour. Hour number two is all about kids. At 10 o'clock, right after the 10 o'clock news, we're going to be speaking with six students from Ridgewood Middle School in grades 4 through 7 to talk about an upcoming show. And then at 10:30, we'll be talking to Sheila Mays from the Footlight Players about auditions for the summer children's show. So that'll be the second hour. Betsy Gosnell, the director of Leadership Coshocton County, is here for our first hour. We'll be joined by some other guests as well. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Mike.
It's been a year already.
I talked to you, I think it was in January. We talked about youth leadership,
yeah.
But yeah, it's been a year, since I've been on the show, to talk about the adult leadership program.
Well, we're going to talk a few of the graduates and participants in Leadership Coshocton County here in just a little bit. If we could, let's just start off with some basics and bring everybody up to speed in Leadership Coshocton County and what it's all about.
Well, Leadership Coshocton County is a 9-month civic leadership program that includes some components on basically developing your leadership skills. So not only is it a civic leadership program, but it's also a professional development program. We begin in September with an opening retreat. It's a day and a half. It's a Sunday-Monday, held out at South Fork Lodge and Conference Center. And then we meet monthly after that. We do sneak an extra day in September towards the end of the month of September. But each month we tackle a different component, if you will, to Coshocton County, as well as a capacity that is found within the leadership curriculum, positive leadership.
Okay, and up to 20 participants every year, is that right?
Up to 20, yep. Mm-hmm. Maximum is 20 that we can accept. And so this last year, we started with 14, and we actually graduated 13. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I guess you can say I've done my job a little bit too well. When an individual kind of finds their passion during the program year and pivots and changes course and direction and relocates, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a good thing, though, too, I guess. I mean, you know, Coshocton lost a great person, but another community gained a great person. So I am confident that the skills that she learned in our program, she will be able to utilize in her future, in her new career.
How long has Leadership Coshocton County been around here in Coshocton County?
This year, 2021, was our 31st year. So next year, 2022, will be our 32nd year. It actually started in 1992 with the first graduating class of 20 people, and it's been around for quite some time. You know, as I have networked with other civic leadership program directors, and there's typically one per county. Most of them are run through the Chambers of Commerce. Ours is different because we are run through the Coshocton Foundation. But it seems as though ours is one of the oldest in the state of Ohio. So I want to give a shout-out to Robert Thomas, who was the director of the Coshocton Foundation in the early 90s, and also Bruce Wallace, who I know I think was on the steering committee, that looked into the civic leadership programs and the impact that it has on the community and then decided, hey, this is something Coshocton County needs to do. So just the fact that they had that kind of forethought, you know, back in the early 90s when this was really kind of a new concept is really awesome for Coshocton County.
Either a precise number or your best estimate, how many people have gone through the program since the beginning?
Over 500. Mm-hmm. You know, we're probably looking at...
Over 500 is close enough.
Yeah, over 500 okay. alumni. Yeah, maybe 530. If I had to give it a good guess, but yeah, definitely. A lot of them are still in Coshocton County. Some of them have, of course, you know, unfortunately passed away. Others have moved on. And I kind of lose track of them over the years, but I would say overwhelmingly, you know, there's probably close to 300 alumni still living in Coshocton County proper.
And you've been the director for how long now? You're a veteran now.
Yeah, I started in March of 2015, okay. So, you know, it's a little over 7 years now. And so the class of 2023, will be my eighth leadership class.
How do you measure or evaluate the success or the impact of leadership Coshocton County, given that we have so many of the graduates that still live and work around here?
One of the ways, of course, is at opening retreat, they complete kind of a pre-evaluation form that asks them different things. You know, what's your knowledge of personality types? You know, what is your knowledge of different attributes of Coshocton County? You know, whether it's the social service realm or business and industry, things of that nature. It asks them about their interest in volunteering on a board or running for public office, things like that. It's a two-sided form. We do that at the beginning of the year and then at the end of the year. So that's one way that you can gauge what the participants have learned throughout the year. Beyond that, I send out a survey every couple of years and hope that alumni reply. So to any alumni who are listening, the next time you get that survey, please reply. But that's another way for me to gauge how people are utilizing their leadership skills and the knowledge that they gained. You know, I think key is whether or not people are serving on nonprofit boards. When we have alumni that go out and give back to the community by serving on boards, that is a really big indicator. Also, whether or not they're promoted within their own business. And just, you know, of course, Facebook is a great way to find out what other people are doing and learning about them. And so that's one way that I kind of keep tabs on the alumni. It's through that Leadership Coshocton Facebook page. You know, it allows me to learn who is on leadership boards. I also, you know, I read the local paper. I read the news. So for me, it's kind of doing a little, you know, private detective work sort of and creeping around on people. So, you know, so... Again, alumni, if you're listening, if you don't want me creeping around, you know, when I send those surveys out, please complete them.
All right. So what are the criteria for participation in Leadership Coshocton County?
You know, what it boils down to is, you know, you either need to live in Coshocton County or work in Coshocton County. So if you work in the county, but say you live in Newcomerstown, you are welcome to apply. You know, or if you live in the county but you are unemployed, you're self-employed, or you're retired, you are welcome to apply. You also, the bottom line is you need to have an interest in learning about the county as well as your own personal professional development. Overwhelmingly, from lifelong residents, when they have completed the program, they all say to me, I learned so many things about Coshocton County that I never knew, and I grew up here. And you yourself are nodding your head.
Always a common thread, and I'm sure that the three that we'll talk to in a little bit will say something similar to that.
Yeah, and one of them actually is not from Coshocton County. He works here, but he did not grow up here. And it's always nice when I have people like that because they bring a very different perspective with them to the leadership program and that they're able to share with the other individuals in the program.
So do you specialize on any particular walks of life, whether it's bankers or teachers, or I know the answer. You want to have a diverse group.
I want a diverse group. I want anybody and everybody that is, you know, willing and interested in applying. You know, I'd like to see more men. So I know I've got several gentlemen that have been referred to the program. So please submit your applications. I won't list anybody by name. I won't call you out. But, you know, over we usually have more women than we do men, and that was true last year. Out of 14 participants in the class, we ended up with 12 women and 2 men. So I'd like to have a few more men. I know there are a lot of men in leadership roles in the county. You know, I hear people say, well, it's a day out of the office. It's one day of month. And I like to tell people it's the best one day a month investment that you can make in yourself and in your community. I wish that more people would recognize that professional development is important to yourself. Yes, I understand. It's a day out of the office. It's a day out of the office for me, too. But those emails can wait. You know, you're given the schedule well in advance. It's on our website right now. So if anybody wants to look and see what those program days, when those are scheduled for, the only reason why they might change is for Education Day, if we have a snow day, and I, you know, when we can't get into Coshocton for whatever reason. I mean, if it's a level 3 snow emergency, nobody's going anywhere, and that includes the adults. But, you know, you can plan around these days. You are allowed one absence, so, you know, maybe you have a meeting scheduled that day that you cannot miss. Okay, so you miss Leadership Coshocton that day. Or you have a doctor's appointment that you cannot miss. You have to take your mother to the doctor, something along those lines. But, you know, to say, well, I can't miss a day out of the office. People miss days out of the office all the time. You need to think about what your priorities are. And that's really, I mean, and I hope, I want people to see that Leadership Coshocton County is worth one day out of the office a month. One day.
Well, the you mentioned the opening retreat. It's one day a month. Let's see, through September is the retreat, and then through May, is that right?
Yes, through May, yeah.
How many does that add up?
Well, it's 9, but like I said, okay. I snuck an extra one in there in September, so it's really 10. But yeah, so we start Sunday afternoon at Salt Fork Lodge in September, and we wrap up by Monday around 5. And then we'll meet, like I said, it's the last Tuesday in September. And then after that point, it's either the second Tuesday of the month or the third Wednesday of the month if we're meeting with the youth leadership class as well.
What is the application process and the tuition?
So in order to apply, you need to submit your application by June 1st. Applications are available on our website, which is www.coshoctonfoundation.org/leadership. If you follow the tabs on the left-hand side, you will see a tab that reads applications or apply now, and that's where you will go for the application. You do need to download it and fill it out because your employer needs to sign it. So I've had a lot of people ask, why can't we fill it out online? It's because your employer does need to have that signature. Applications are due by June 1st. And then applicants who are anyone who is selected is notified in July. If you're not selected, I also notify people. And what I tell them is I will hang on to your application for one full year. And then come next year, May of 2023, or end of April, I'll reach out to you and say, hey, are you interested in applying? If so, I will include your application in with this year's lot of applicants.
And tuition?
Oh, sorry. Tuition this year is $400, and that includes your opening retreat, your overnight stay at the lodge, all materials, the online curriculum, and all of the food associated with the leadership program. We do have scholarships available for someone who has a difficulty paying, and in order to apply for a scholarship, you would just need to send me a letter. My email is lead, L-E-A-D, at coshoctonfoundation.org, just explaining that you have a financial need. You do not have to go into great detail. I don't need personal finance information. Just a statement of financial need is sufficient. Then the scholarship committee will meet. We'll take a look at who has applied, and based upon the number of applicants and the funds that we have allotted for scholarships for this year will be dependent upon how much you would receive in a scholarship.
What is the selection process, scholarship or otherwise? How do you decide who's going to be in the class?
Well, the good news is I don't decide. Actually, I do have a selection committee that is made up of board members, and I send them the applications. They meet. They kind of look at a rubric, if you will, a scoring form to decide who is accepted into the program. I'm not privy to any of that, and they kind of did this on purpose so that people can't come back and kind of blame me for being accepted or not. It also keeps the process unbiased, although I think it's kind of funny. I am an outsider to the county, so I don't know who's related to who.
We're all related to each other, you know.
I know. I know. 6 degrees of separation. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, I probably find some long-lost relative here in Coshocton County at some point. I don't know the whys, the what fors, other than I send them the applications, and they send me the names back early, and, you know, usually after the 4th of July, or before the 4th, depending on when it lands or when people's vacations are. I wouldn't want to ask them to work over a holiday.
We're talking today with Betsy Gosnell. She is the director of leadership at Coshocton County, and they are accepting applications for the upcoming class. Application deadline is June the 1st. We'll take a break. We come back and talk a little bit about the program and the expectations and responsibilities of the participants right after these words. For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space. This National EMS Week feature is brought to you by the Inslee Agency Insurance, your local Wayne Insurance Agency group agency. For all of your insurance needs, call the Inslee Agency at 740-622-1111.
My name is Kayla Chapman, EMT with Coshocton County EMS. I began working at Coshocton EMS in September of 2013. Some of the best aspects of my job are being able to go out on calls and help the community that I grew up in. And one of my best experiences in EMS so far has been being able to save someone's life, a friend that I grew up with since elementary school. I have many role models when I think about EMS as a whole. My father was an EMT back in the 80s with West Lafayette EMS. Some of the best role models I've got are also the people that I work with every day, the EMTs and the medics. They always inspire me to be a better EMT and think of how I can do my job even better, take care of people.
This National EMS Week feature has been brought to you by the Inslee Agency Insurance, 433 Walnut Street in Coshocton. For Wayne Insurance Group Insurance, call the Inslee Agency Insurance at 740-622-1111.
To thank all customers, Kime Home Center is holding the annual Customer Appreciation Day sale on May 16 to 21. Altrex decking and railing will be 10% off, along with deals on many stock and special order items from across the store. Take the opportunity to update your deck with Trex, a brand we trust and recommend for quality and durability. We hope to see you at Kime Home Center May 16 to 21 for the Customer Appreciation Day sale. Learn more at KimeHome.com. And as always, thanks for choosing Kime.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Our Memorial Day sale is going on the whole month of May with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Edie's Homestyle Diner at 611 Main Street. Now open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. At Edie's Homestyle Diner, they offer daily specials and feature Miss Edie's delicious homemade pies. For carryout orders, call 740-623-8131 or meet some friends and family at 611 Main Street for a homestyle meal and dessert.
Sunshine today with high temperatures in the lower 70s for tonight, mainly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. Currently, it is 60 degrees in Coshocton. We are back once again with Betsy Gosnell from Leadership of Coshocton County and one of the graduates or participants of Leadership Coshocton County, Jerry Breen, with us. We'll talk to Jerry here in just a moment. But, Betsy, can you share a little bit about the responsibilities and the expectations of those that participate in leadership?
Well, the basic one is to attend the program days. Like I said, we do allow one absence per year, but it is expected that you would attend all of the different program days. In addition to that, or included in that, I guess, is the completing the leadership, the civic leadership program reading online, which is positive leadership. And that's, we discuss one chapter a month. And so I give you, you know, the chapter reading and then some questions to consider and then let you know kind of what we'll be talking about when we get together that month and review that chapter. And it probably takes people maybe an hour at most to read each chapter. They also will hopefully have the curriculum read, so as an audiobook format. I know they did before, but they've revised the curriculum recently, so I don't think they've gotten that completed yet. But I know in the past they did have it in an audiobook form, which is convenient for people to listen. And then the other part of Leadership Coshocton County is completing a community project. The class decides upon the project, and then it is to be completed by graduation or shortly thereafter. And that is typically something that is done on a Saturday. It can be anywhere from 4 to 8 hours of time. You know, and that really varies from class to class, how large of a project they want to do or how small of a project. We did have 1 year where the participants renovated the food pantry at the Salvation Army. In addition to painting in there, they also redid the floor. And so that was a little bit more of a labor-intensive project. It took a little bit longer than the normal, you know, eight-hour time frame. But, you know, this year's class did a project out at Echoing Hills, and it was kind of a – had a couple of different components to it. One group stained some support beams for a swing, like a porch swing, but – it holds four different swings, and they all kind of face each other in a way, so that you could have four individuals or four families on the swings at one time. They're not going to collide with each other. It's really neat. Actually, if anybody wants to see it, go to the Leadership Coshocton County Facebook page, go to the class of 2022, and you'll see pictures up there that I took last weekend. Also, part of that project was to landscape the signage that's out on County Road 79 that welcomes people to Echoing Hills Village. So it was kind of a two-part project as well, because the first part was to weed and lay mulch, and then the second part was to plant flowers and then add another layer of mulch. So, I mean, that project, you know, man hours probably was 12 man hours, I would say, but it was divided into three different groups of people, completed over two weekends. And each group probably only spent about 2 hours, maybe 3 hours doing the work. So like I said, it really, that just kind of depends from class to class. All I do is plant seeds, pun intended, about what projects or, you know, try to give them ideas, based on what's been done in the past. And then I encourage individuals to, through their own personal experiences of an organization or a group that might need some help, reach out to them and determine what Leadership Coshocton County can do to give back to the community in the form of this community service project.
So a little bit of reading, a little bit of homework and a class project, and meet one day a month.
Yeah. A little bit of sweat equity, a little bit of reading and, you know, homework. And I don't check their homework. Youth leadership, I do check their homework. But adults, I don't say turn in your homework. It's kind of the honor system. You know, by this time I figure they're adults. You're here because you want to be here. You will get as much out of this program as you want to put into it. That's the bottom line. So if you, as you are reading through the curriculum, you know, if you're one that likes to take notes or to complete the assessments at the beginning of each chapter or to do the field assignments, then you'll get so much more out of it, and it'll be more applicable to you in your personal life as well as your professional life.
Well, we want to meet some of the participants of Leadership at Coshocton County. We'll talk about more. We'll go over the application process once again. We have Jerry Breen here in the studio. He is the Chief Financial Officer at Coshocton Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And, Jerry, are you originally from Coshocton County?
No, I'm not. Not even originally from Ohio.
How long have you been here?
We've lived here about 4 years.
Okay.
Originally was living in Newark and working at the hospital and driving, and we moved to Coshocton about a year and a half ago.
Okay. And now are you a current participant or a graduate of Leadership
Coshocton? I'm a graduate. I just finished last week.
Okay. And so what made you decide that it would be a good idea to be a part of Leadership Coshocton County?
Well, I've heard a lot about it, and there's a number of people from the hospital that have participated in it. I think the best part, you know, what I wanted to do is learn about Coshocton County, and instead of just seeing it from an outside view, I think I got to learn a lot more that maybe people that grew up here all learned it as they were growing up.
So from the perspective of somebody that did not grow up here, that has only been here for 4 years, what were your impressions? What did you learn? And how have you put what you've learned into practice?
Well, I think the biggest thing I learned was how diverse the county really is, all the different companies that exist. We had one day that was a business day that we went to a number of companies, Jones Metal and a few others out in West Lafayette. And obviously, I knew the ones that existed right in Coshocton, but it was eye-opening seeing how many different kind of companies and businesses are throughout the county, and how they're diverse. You know, part of the sessions were the people from those companies, mm-hmm, explaining to us their problems. And how they're adjusting and how they're developing. You know, we went to Fender's Fish Factory. You know, I don't even think about that, mm-hmm, when you think of Ohio. And then we went to a farm that had a dairy farm, and they were showing us, all the different, problems that they, and how they've adjusted and how they've had to change with, the times.
In addition to the things that you just mentioned, was there one or two things that really resonated with you, either that you didn't know about Coshocton County or you felt was a particularly useful bit of information?
Well, I think it, you know, being the CFO of the hospital, you know, we're constantly trying to figure out what services we can provide and make sense to provide. And so I think... knowing all those companies, had discussions about how we can do occupational medicine a little bit better and bigger, you know, which is, you know, dealing with the workers at the work site. So
what advice or tips would you have for people that are considering going through the program?
Well, I think keep your mind open and enjoy it. You know, the other parts of I've been a manager for a number of years, so the basics I already had. I think the program, the positive leadership, just gives you a lot of hints of how people are different. And, not that you don't realize that already, but it just puts it into the front of your mind, that when you're dealing with people, you have to consider how they're, receiving your information.
Jerry, is there anything else in particular that you would like to share with our listeners today about Leadership Coshocton County?
Just that I think it's a great experience for anybody of any stage, whether you're a new manager or you've been doing it for a number of years like I have.
All right. Thank you for spending some time with us today, Jerry.
Thank you.
That is Jerry Breen, the Chief Financial Officer at the Coshocton Regional Medical Center and one of the most recent graduates of Leadership Coshocton County. We'll be back right after these words.
Why has the Jacobs Vanaman Agency been in business in Coshocton since 1904? Is it competitive pricing, the way customers are treated at the time of a claim, or the number of quality companies we represent, such as Westfield Insurance? The answer is really quite simple. It is all the above. Find out for yourself why Jacobs Vanaman, your local Westfield agent, has been serving this area for over 100 years. Call 622-1796 for a free money-saving insurance review.
Jacobs Vanneman, providing peace of mind since 1904.
Compromise is nice if you're at the playground or scouring yard sales. But farmers know better that middle grounds have no winner. That's why there's Revitec fungicide, fast-acting and long-lasting, preventative and curative, disease control and stress reduction. So leave the settling to little Tommy at the seesaw, an old bargain bill, and take your full prize in yields with Revitec fungicide for uncompromised performance. Always read and follow label directions.
We all have 206 things in common. Our bones keep us up and moving. And Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital orthopedic specialists care about every single one of them. From the tip of your finger to a brand new hip, our orthopedic experts will keep you moving. For every bone and every breakthrough, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital. Don't delay. Visit unionhospital.org/ortho.
Are you starting to question your gambling?
Or the actions of someone you love?
It may be time to talk to someone who understands.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline today and talk to a trained specialist.
There's no judgment and no commitment.
Plus, it's completely free and confidential.
We're here for you. You are not alone.
And remember,
we all have the power to change.
With the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio.
Make the call today.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio at 1-800-589-9966.
Do you or any of your family members, neighbors, or friends own a property that you just want to be done with it? If so, call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you to take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. Call 614-470-2000. That's 614-470-2000.
Lafayette Point and West Lafayette is committed to providing the highest quality of life through excellent care to their residents while preserving their dignity and self-respect. They are dedicated to making a difference one resident at a time. They accept most insurances. For more information, call Cody, the admissions coordinator, at 740-545-6355.
Sunshine today with high temperatures in the lower 70s for tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. 65 degrees currently in Coshocton. We are speaking with the folks today from Leadership Coshocton County. We do have on the phone another graduate, a teacher at the Coshocton City Schools, Angela Locke. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
When did you graduate?
I am a 2020 grad.
And how long have you been, are you originally from Coshocton?
I was born and raised in Coshocton.
And so how long have you been at Coshocton City Schools?
This is my 20th year.
What do you teach?
Right now, I am a Title I teacher. I am a reading specialist for kindergarten and first grade students.
So, well into your career in teaching and at the Coshocton City Schools, what led you to the decision to become part of Leadership Coshocton County in 2019-2020?
Correct. I think that I was looking on ways to have to do some self-reflection and some self-improvement. This was a good year to focus a little bit about myself and learn more about my community and how I could help others.
And what were some of the moments, some of the modules, field trips, exercises that you did, anything that particularly resonated with you, that you felt was the most useful or maybe just fun to learn?
I did learn a lot about myself with the curriculum that Betsy does provide. I learned about a lot about my personality traits, my strengths, my weaknesses, and how to improve my leadership skills that I use now at work and at home and in our community.
And how about interacting with the others? We've talked so much about the diversity, and you do build friendships, and you build
a
network as well.
That was the best part of just meeting new people, making new friends, opening up communication lines with others that maybe I normally would not have ran into in our community. And that was probably one of the best part of making good friends.
So you kind of touched on this, but how do you feel that the experience at Leadership Coshocton County has helped you personally and professionally? How have you used what you've learned through in the class?
You know, I do believe that knowledge is power, and this program provides many opportunities to gain knowledge about our community, past and future. So I feel that I am more capable of spreading that knowledge to others.
So what would be your advice, your thoughts on somebody that is considering Leadership Coshocton County and is thinking right now, I'd like to find out more, maybe be a part of the program? What would you say to those folks?
I would tell them to definitely jump right in and try it. If they are looking for a nice year of positivity, which I feel like everybody, you know, needs and hope, this is a good opportunity to get in there and, you know, just provide back and find ways to volunteer. What I learned is there is definitely a group, a committee, or an organization out there for everyone. This opportunity opens doors to find your passion and to find ways for you to volunteer in our community to make it better.
Angela, it has been a pleasure. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Not right now, Mike, but I thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being with us. That is Angela Locke. She is a teacher at Coshocton City Schools and a 2020 graduate of Leadership at Coshocton County. And when we return, we will speak with yet another graduate of Leadership Coshocton County right after these words.
Community Hospice, your local nonprofit hospice, is looking to add teams for their second annual Spring Swing Golf Outing fundraising event. Spring Swing is May 26th at River Greens Golf Course. Registration and lunch start at 11:30 a.m. Enjoy a day of golf fun and contests while supporting patient care. For more information, call Mona at Community Hospice, 330-663-6490, or email msayre@myhospice.org.
Call the Jeff Drennan's Ford Sports Line at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Adam Peters. Join us for our Memorial Day sale with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in during the whole month of May. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford.
The reasons to treat yourself to a frozen drink from McDonald's go on and on and on. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Cool off with the delicious new Tropical Mango Slushie. Or try a frozen Coke, frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry, or a Minute Maid Strawberry Watermelon Slushie. Now that's a refreshing way to treat yourself.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, Coca-Cola is a registered trademark of the Coca-Cola Company.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with X-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Stop by the John Hinderer Honda Service Center for your complimentary AC check or schedule vehicle service and receive a free 120-point inspection and a car wash. If you need an auto detail, take advantage of our $179 special. The John Hinderer Honda Service Center, next to our Honda store on Route 79 and Heath, or HinderHonda.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print. Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing, and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Sunshine today with high temperatures in the lower 70s for tonight, mainly clear, lows in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, chance of rain is 70%. Currently it is 65 degrees in Coshocton. We are talking today with Betsy Gosnell, and she is the director of Leadership Coshocton County, taking applications for the upcoming class. We'll go through that application process and how to apply once again here in just a little bit. But it's time to meet yet another graduate of Leadership of Coshocton County. Sue Renner-Miller is alongside right now. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, listeners.
You just just graduated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, we have talked in a variety of things over the years, Sue, and you've been certainly been involved in the community in a wide variety of different ways. What are you doing these days?
What am I doing these days? Well, I'm just trying to see how possible partial retirement's doing. It's not going that well. I like to stay busy, but I've been doing a lot of volunteering. I have a lot of several six friends and relatives that I've been taking care of, so we'll see how it goes.
Now, you did so much over the years in the community at RHDD and Kids uh-huh. America and other places. Why now? Why did you just last year decide you want to be a part?
Just the change. The COVID change. I've kept active, working in offices and staying active, but I just think that everybody needs to be. I just wish COVID would just go back to normal. I couldn't handle the working at home and things. I just like being.
You need to be around people.
Yeah, around people. And yeah. So, and it was time. 63 years old, so it's time, and I spend more time with my grandchildren. And I want to start volunteering for different organizations and more than I have in the past.
Have you spent your whole life here in Coshocton County?
Close. We had a dairy farm in Tuscarawas County right on the border of Coshocton County. So I've been in the area my entire life. We moved here about 15, 16 years ago to a farm in Coshocton County. And then about 10 years ago, I moved into town.
Okay. So what are some of the things about, I mean, you already had a lot of, you brought a lot of knowledge of Coshocton County to the table. You've been here for a long time. What did you learn new? What were some of the aha moments or things that really made an impression on you?
I would say it would have to be the poverty social service organizations class. That had me in tears. It truly did. The lady that was running it,
Poverty Simulation.
Yeah.
Kathy Redenauer works for the Lorain County Prosecutor's Office, previously the Executive Director of Leadership Ohio, which is a statewide leadership program. We would bring her down, and she would facilitate a poverty simulation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so she broke us up into groups, and I was in a group with an infant child. My live-in partner, he was just out of jail trying to find work, and he couldn't find work. And I had to, you have so many coupons, you have to use your travel, and someone broke into our house, and they stole all our money and our travel coupons, and it was just frustrating. On, you know, you couldn't go to get a job because you couldn't find a babysitter, and he couldn't go. It was just so frustrating. It had me in tears. And the lady came to talk to me, and she says, "You're really acting this." You know, I said, "This is no act. I'm frustrated. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is terrible that you can't get jobs and you can't find transportation." And I went to go to get a job at this place, and he says, "Where's your travel voucher?" And I said, "I don't have one. I got up 2 hours early. I walked here." So then he did give me a job because I had nothing. There was nowhere to turn to.
We here on this show, we talk to people from Job and Family Services, and we talk to people from Behavioral Health Choices and so many others. We talked about homelessness, and we know that we've got these issues here, but it sounds like that exercise really drives the point home as to what these folks are going through.
Exactly. And it wants me to help. You know, just help people, and you feel more sympathetic when they are struggling. You know, just to be there, and just that was only, you know, a skit type thing, but it was very moving for me. Yeah, very frustrating. It still gets to me.
One of the first things that you said is that you're retired or semi-retired, but you don't know if retirement is for you, right?
Yeah.
So has that experience with the poverty simulation or anything in leadership Coshocton County motivated you to pursue something to do in retirement?
I think I want to maybe sub a little bit in the school system when they need help, because I know they're needing help a lot, and the subs are very, very few and far between. So I think I may venture into that a little bit. But I do want to help, like Red Cross, do maybe some Red Cross. I've done that before, Red Cross drives. at RHDD. We held them there, and I know they're in need of blood, so I'd like to help them a little bit, and maybe the women's shelter or whoever's in need, or just gather things up for them that they need.
Okay, so we've got, clearly your passion is to help people in our community then.
Definitely,
okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, any other aspects of leadership Coshocton County beyond the poverty simulation that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Oh, they were all interesting. I am not at all a political or law person, not political at all. But when we went over to the courthouse and learned all the aspects of it, that was very interesting to me. And so it may change my attitude a little bit about politics. And I may watch it every now and then on TV.
Well, we talked to the CFO of the hospital. We talked to a teacher. We talked to somebody that's been involved in a lot of different things now in retirement. What would you have to maybe those that are approaching retirement like you are, that are thinking about being a part of it?
I would say go for it, because back when I worked for Larry Ensley in the insurance office, they were trying to get me in leadership at that time. And I'm not a people person only because I'm not up on current events and everything, especially with adults. I love working with children. I can relate to children. But when it comes to...
There'll be six of them here in about 10 minutes. Okay.
When it comes to doing activities with adults, I just feel like I'm not knowledgeable enough to sit and talk to them about political things or current events. But this was clear different. It was great. They make you so at ease, and I've learned so many different things about Coshocton County and made so many lifelong friends. And it is a great program. And it took me about 20 years to finally say yes. And Betsy was on the board at RHDD, and executive director Lisa Reed, she told me I should go for it, and I did, and I'm glad I did. So I had to please my bosses.
Right. as we illustrate every year, though, the participants, we talked to Angela about this a little bit. They come from different walks of life. They all bring their own set of skills, their set of strengths, but they're all, those sets are different from each other.
Oh, definitely.
And you learn from each other.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I found out I'm a very, very blue person. I say yes, or I help everybody that I can, and I really strive to, at the end of this program, I wanted to be a gold or a different color. I wanted to try to make myself a green or somebody a little tougher, but it didn't work. I'm still...
Don't you use Myers-Briggs anymore?
No, what we do, we actually do a different
colors?
Type of leadership. Yeah,
okay.
It's real colors. Emily Marison and Jenny Strickler with the Extension come and do that at opening retreat. And, yeah, you know, we kind of referred to Sue as True Blue Sue because she is, you know, she is that helper person. Probably anybody that knows me and knows real colors, it will come as no surprise that I am a gold. I am over-the-top organized. You know, I am always just kind of aware of my surroundings, aware of people. But, you know, honestly, I think it's one of the things that makes me good at what I do. You kind of have to be organized to do this job. But, you know, I wish I had a little bit more blue like Sue has. But I also think it's a blessing that you can take all these people with, you know, these different colors, air quotes, you know, and bring them together, and they can work together as a team to learn about each other, to learn about the community, to get this project done. They did some other little mini projects in there. One of them, of course, is the booth at the Coshocton County Fair, where we put a booth up in the education building, and then they also do a scarecrow for the Clary Garden Scarecrow Trail. And so it's kind of fun to watch them start as individuals at opening retreat and kind of meld into this nice cohesive unit by the time they graduate in May.
All right. Well, we want to give the application information once again. But, Sue, is there anything else that you'd like to touch on this morning, and anything you'd like to say in closing to folks that are listening today?
Yeah, just... go for it. Just do take the class. It's awesome. Betsy has such interesting and helpful things. And even I've gone to several of these, like Fender's Fish Hatchery. I took the kids there all the time. We lived real close. But he told us items I've never realized. We just went to look at the animals and the fish. But he dug deep into his operation, and that was so interesting. So I learned a lot.
Sue, thank you for being here with us today. That is Sue Renner Miller, a recent graduate of leadership at Coshocton County. We'll take a quick break and be back around with Betsy Gosnell from the director of leadership Coshocton County right after these words.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with X-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
At the John Hinderer Honda Collision Center, we're proud to be one of the highest-rated collision repair facilities in the state. With on-site rental cars and easy payment plans if you have a deductible, you can trust the John Hinderer Honda Collision Center behind our Honda store on Route 79 in Heath or visit HinderHonda.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
WTNS is looking for the right person to join our team. If you want to help local businesses with their marketing needs, we want to talk with you. If you want to learn more, find out by calling me, Chris Wallace, at 622-1560 or by emailing your information to WTNS993@yahoo.com. Again, that's WTNS993@yahoo.com. WTNS AM/FM is an equal opportunity employer.
It is 4 minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to spend those 4 minutes with Betsy Gosnell from Leadership Coshocton County. You don't use the Myers-Briggs anymore, all right?
No, real colors. Well, it, you know, has to do with who's available in the community that can give the information. And, you know, Emily Marison and Jenny are both trained in real colors and not Myers-Briggs. Although I have done that Myers-Briggs, and I'm an ESTJ, so.
I'm INTP.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, well, so Jack Spratt. We're back final time with Betsy. And what else would you like to touch on before we give that application information?
You know, Just one final thing, and Angela kind of spoke to this ever so briefly, but, you know, so often when we are in our chosen occupations, so, for example, people who are in the field of education, what you know and the people that you interact with on a day-to-day basis and on typically outside of your professional life are other educators, people in the field of education. Participating in Leadership Coshocton County broadens your horizons in terms of the people that you meet. It gets you outside that box of your occupation or of your career, and it opens your eyes to a whole different world and a way of thinking in terms of meeting people from different occupations. And I think that's something that we kind of forget, because we get up, we go to work every day, and we see the same people, and we kind of put our blinders on. Leadership Coshocton basically takes those blinders off and allows you to really open your eyes and meet and see other people from a variety of occupations, a variety of worlds, a variety of skill sets all across this great county.
And you'll learn how all those things fit together in the process.
Absolutely.
All right. Application process one more time for folks that are listening this morning and thinking, I'd like to be a part of that. How do they do so?
All right. Applications are available online at www.coshoctonfoundation.org/leadership. Look for the application tab on the left. You can also email me at lead@coshoctonfoundation.org. Or you can give me a call, Betsy Gosnell, at 740-622-0010. The deadline to apply is June 1st, and please pay attention to the application that you complete it in full and you get the required employer's signature. If you are self-employed or retired, obviously that is not necessary. But otherwise, by now, hopefully the entire county has heard this presentation, so I expect about 60,000. I think we have about 30,000 people in the community. So I want 30,000 applications across my desk by June 1st. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for being with us, Betsy, and I hope you get 30,000 applications as well. And for those 30,000-plus folks listening, it'd be well worth your time. That is Betsy Gosnell, the Executive Director of Leadership Coshocton County. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take a trip down memory lane with the Coshocton Public Library in a new mini-series for adults called Yesteryear. Each program will cover a few decades of history, covering everything from local events to pop culture to major world events. Programs will be held each Friday in June from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Please register at coshoctonlibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
Weather forecast says sunshine today with high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Then a mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. Currently, it is 65 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. And we're going to meet some kids right after the news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, President Biden will meet with the families of the 10 black people killed by a white gunman Saturday in Buffalo.
When he announced his White House run in 2019, Joe Biden said a racist march in Charlottesville 2 years earlier launched a battle for the soul of America. 3 years later, his spokeswoman acknowledges many of those dark forces still exist.
And the president is determined, as he was back then, and he is determined today, to make sure that we fight back against those forces of hate.
Now, after the most lethal racist attack of his term, with 10 black Americans dead after a white supremacist opened fire, the White House says the president will again urge the nation to reject racism and embrace diversity, while pushing a reluctant Congress to pass stricter gun laws. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Two men were shot dead overnight in Indiana after a police officer and two Good Samaritans stopped along a highway to help a driver who apparently was stranded. One of those killed was the vehicle's driver. The other was one of the Good Samaritans. No word of any arrests. The White House is announcing steps to ease the nationwide shortage of baby formula. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We've been working closely with manufacturers and retailers to identify transportation and logistical needs to increase the amount and spread of FDA-approved formula being shipped into the country and ensure that formula is quickly moving from factories to retailers. The president understands. He gets this.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says they are working to get the fighters inside that besieged steel mill in Mariupol out, but it requires delicacy and time, he says. The Russians are calling the operation a mass surrender. Here at home, retail sales are up 0.9%. We're buying more cars and electronics, among other things. This is AP News. Now to Beijing and a COVID outbreak. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest on what's happening there.
Authorities in Beijing are restricting more residents to their homes in a now three-week-long effort to control a small but persistent COVID-19 outbreak in the Chinese capital. Seven adjoining areas in the city's Fengtai district have been designated lockdown zones for at least 1 week. The areas near a wholesale food market that was closed indefinitely on Saturday following the discovery of a COVID-19 cluster there. The added restrictions come as Shanghai slowly starts to ease a citywide lockdown that's trapped most of its population for more than 6 weeks. The twin outbreaks in Beijing and Shanghai have focused attention on whether China can sustain its strict zero COVID approach. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 3 minutes after 10, 65 degrees in Coshocton, and it's time for the second hour of the Communication Lines program. And this hour, it is all about the young folks. At 10:30 this morning, we're going to be talking to Sheila Mays from the Triple Locks Theater, Footlight Players, about applications and getting ready for the summer show at Triple Locks Theater. joining us here in the studio for the first part of our second hour. The folks from Ridgewood, the Ridgewood Middle School Drama Club, and they have a show that is coming up. We have four students with us, and also the director, Alex Mullen. And Mr. Mullen, thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much for having us. Good morning.
Give us a little bit of background, if you would, on the Middle School Drama Club.
Alrighty. The Middle School Drama Club has been around since 2009. Since that time, we became part of our after-school program known as Beyond the Bell, which is through the 21st Century Grants. And we've been doing two plays a year since then. And it was originally just regular straight plays. And then over the years, we started doing musicals in the spring, which is a lot bigger production. So like those Christmas plays, it would typically be me directing. But with musicals, we have a choreographer, and that's Mrs. Kirsten Slusser. And we have a music director, and that's Mrs. Shannon Falkert. And honestly, I'm going to give those two ladies a lot of credit because when you direct a children's musical as director, a lot of it is going, yeah, that looks good, because it's mostly singing and dance. So those two women work hard. Work the hardest, in fact. But we have about 30 kids in the cast this time, and they are in grades 4 through 7. And they've been working hard since, I believe, February is when we started working on this one, learning lines and all the dance moves and where to go on stage, et cetera.
Okay. Well, what are some of the particular challenges and rewards of directing 30 fourth through seventh graders?
Challenges are not losing your sanity. No, I'm kidding. You know, I guess I don't see it as a struggle-type challenge, but just, you know, making sure that we get from where we're starting with basically nothing because we don't know it yet to getting to opening night when we can all get out on that stage and just do our parts. The rewards are, you know, just seeing these guys do the play, you know. And that's the thing. When we get to this particular point of production, it's not my show. It's their show. And they're the ones on stage, and they're the ones who are going to shine. And it's just awesome to watch every time. I'm kind of a softy in that last rehearsal, I always choke up. And I'm like, we've got a show. And we're about to say that. It's just about there.
We certainly have a strong performing arts culture here in Coshocton County, particularly with the youngsters. We're going to talk with the folks from the Footlight Players. They put on a summer show every year. All three of our county schools very active in drama. Mr. Mullen, what do you feel is the what's the benefit? What do kids learn from being a part of theater and performing arts?
I think it's a good place for kids to kind of hone skills, social skills, being able to work well with others, whether it's other children or adults. I think it's a good way to see some kids come out of their shell, too. I mean, I've seen some kids come in that just were very quiet, they kind of find themselves there, I think.
Okay, and the show, well, let's talk to the kids about the show and when it's coming up, ticket information and everything. Let's talk to Audrey first, Audrey Tubbs. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth.
And I'm guessing you didn't need to come out of your shell, did you?
No.
Okay, and so tell us about the show. What's it called?
It's Moana Jr. from Disney.
And tell us the story. What's the story about?
It's about a girl who wants to go into the ocean, but her dad doesn't really want anybody going past the reef.
Mm-hmm. And what part do you play?
I am Moana.
You are Moana. Okay. So what are your thoughts on getting cast as the title character?
It was really exciting.
Have you ever been in a play in theater before?
Yes, I've been in more than three. Mm-hmm. A couple plays before this.
Okay. What do you like about it?
I just like it in general.
Okay. And this is a musical, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So does everybody sing?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. Do you get some solos?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song or two?
Not really.
You like them all?
Yeah.
And how long have you been rehearsing, practicing for it?
Since February, I think.
Okay. And when does the show open? When is it?
Our first performance for the elementary school is tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday.
Yeah.
I forgot what day it was.
Okay. Yeah, that happens. That'll happen more when you get older, too. So Thursday, and then how many other performances are there?
And then there's also Friday. We're doing it for the middle school. And then
Friday night,
Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon we're doing it.
Okay.
7 o'clock on the night.
7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Well, you're going to be busy once the show opens. So that's a lot of shows in one weekend. Yeah. You think you're ready?
I hope so.
Feel like you're ready to go? Everybody knows their lines and everything. How long have you been off book?
I still mess up a couple lines, but
you still got a day or two.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Audrey, what else would you like to tell our listeners today about Moana Jr. or your part, or why they should come to the show?
I think they should come because it's gonna be really fun, because there's a lot of people that worked really hard on it.
Okay, and come out and give them the reward of your applause and appreciation this weekend. We'll be back with the folks from the Ridgewood Middle School Drama Club right after this.
When a coach understands the player's strengths, developing a winning strategy is easy. That's also true with me, State Farm Agent Doug Marmy. I know your insurance and financial situation isn't exactly like anyone else's, but like a great coach, I help you create a strategy to meet your individual needs. Call me, State Farm Agent Doug Marmy, at 622-7721. State Farm is there. Providing insurance and financial services.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe every relationship is unique.
And what better way to celebrate that unique love than with a beautiful custom-designed engagement ring from Dean's Jewelry?
We will get to know you and your story to help you create a ring as unique as your love.
If you want to incorporate old jewelry into your new engagement ring, we can do that too.
Schedule your custom design appointment today and propose with a one-of-a-kind custom-designed ring from Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
This Eye on Weather Forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. It's your car. It's your choice. For 45 years, we have been providing the very best collision repairs in the area. H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Sunshine today with high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Then a mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. Currently, it is 65 degrees in Coshocton. And we are back once again with the folks from the Ridgewood Middle School Drama Club. And their Moana Jr. is going to take place this weekend, and a lot of different performances. We'll run that down once again. Noah Smolder alongside right now. Hi, Noah.
Hi.
What grade are you in?
Fifth.
And now, have you been in shows before?
Yeah, I was in one in second grade, third grade. I was in two in fourth grade. And this year we had our winter one, and I was in it.
So you really like doing this, huh? Okay. What's your character in Moana Jr.?
Chief Tui.
And what's he like? What does he do?
He's Moana's dad, mm-hmm. who tries to keep Moana from not going beyond the reef.
Okay. She's going to go beyond the reef, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, at some time, or the others. So can you tell us a little bit what he's like? Is he a stern dad? Is he is he mean? Is he tough? Is he loving? What's he like?
Kind of all those.
All those things? Okay. Well, what about the music? Do you have solos yourself?
Yes.
What are some of your favorite songs?
Where You Are, Part 1 and Part 2, mm-hmm. and then We Know the Way, the final song.
Mm-hmm. And have you had fun preparing for this?
Yes.
And I asked Audrey this, but you feel like you're ready to go?
Yeah.
Now, the first show, Thursday, is that right?
Thursday we perform for the elementary okay. at 8:45, and then the middle school at 1.
And then when are the performances for the public?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And do you have ticket information? Do you know what people need to do if they want to come to the show? They just show up that night. You need to get tickets ahead of time. And Mr. Mullen, you want to tackle that one?
Sure. Yeah, the shows on Friday and Saturday night will be at 7 p.m. and 2 o'clock on Sunday. And this is open to the community for free. We are accepting donations if you like. But otherwise, come on in.
Okay, yeah. I'd love to see full house there at the Ridgewood was High School auditorium there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Noah, what else would you like to tell us about either your character or your experiences or your preparations for the show? Do you have a lot of friends that are in it that have been in some of those other shows that you were in?
Yeah.
Okay. So you like getting together and being with your friends? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This something you expect you'll continue as you throughout middle school, maybe high school and beyond?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us today, Noah. That is Noah Smolder. Dylan. Devlin, is it? I'm saying your name right, Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay. And Dylan, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. Have you been in shows before?
Yeah.
And how many shows have you been in?
Like five or six.
Okay. So what's your character in Moana Jr.?
Maui.
And what is Maui? Who is he?
He's a demigod that, like, helps Moana out, like, a lot of the time.
And what kind of personality does he have?
He's kind of rude and self-absorbed.
Okay. And you're grinning when you say that. Is it fun to play somebody like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And so how do you go about learning your lines and making sure that you've got all your lines memorized and you don't have to use the book? What's your methodology? How do you do it?
I just read them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Over and over and over again. Do you get family members or friends to help you out and toss lines to you sometimes?
Yeah, I did this time. I don't usually do it, but this time I had more than I usually do.
Okay. And do you have some favorite music, favorite songs?
Definitely You're Welcome.
Okay. What is it about that song that you like so much?
It's just fun to sing.
Okay. Is that your solo?
Yeah.
All right. Dylan, what else would you like to tell us about being in the show?
It was really fun, and we worked really hard on it.
Mm-hmm.
So people should come watch it.
Come watch it, and that is their reward, and you can just tell that they've had a good time doing it. Dylan, thank you for being with us, and well, let's meet Bailey now. Bailey Smith is with us. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
What grade are you in?
Fifth.
And have you been in other shows before?
This is actually my second play doing this, and I play Tamatoa, which is this giant shiny crab.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a left claw and a right claw. And, yeah.
And, well, what kind of personality does Tamatoa
have? Tamatoa has is selfish. She loves sparkles. She loves everything.
Mm-hmm.
More self-absorbed, like Maui. So, yeah.
Okay. And what's been some of the most fun things about being a part of this, whether it's being with friends or being out on stage or maybe you haven't experienced yet, getting the reward of applause from the audience? What do you like so much about it?
Oh, I loved working with everybody. This was a fun play to do. I absolutely love it.
Okay. Are you involved in any other? Now, you're in fifth grade, so a lot of the stuff is just starting, but are you involved in choirs or bands or any other music or performing?
No,
arts?
I'm just in drama club.
Just in drama club?
Yes.
So anything else that you'd like to share with us about your involvement or your preparations?
We have been working since, like, February, and I think everybody should come watch it because it's, like, the best play, like, ever. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, how can you pass up a review like that? Bailey, thank you for being here with us as well. I want to thank you all for being with us. We'll take a break and be back with the director, Alex Mullen, from the Ridgewood Middle School Drama Club. Their production of Moana Jr. is coming up this weekend. We'll be back right after these words.
If they don't have it, you don't need it. Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Otsego Carryout has these new items. Walnut Creek Strawberry Cheesecake Cake Roll, sold by the roll or slice. A new variety of Walnut Creek potato chips, all beef bologna, chicken salad, rotisserie chicken deli meat, Colby Swiss Swirl Cheese, Troyer's Trail Bologna Sandwich Size, Baked Potato Salad with Bacon, and Buffalo Chicken Pasta Salad. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Our Memorial Day sale is going on the whole month of May with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust right in our community. With regular annual maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call 740-545-9400 today or visit online at www.bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482.
While we may disagree a lot, we do agree Rural King's our favorite place for spring planting.
Yeah, but we've got to focus. Roses, a couple flats of impatiens, and a spade.
A shovel? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking tiller.
Oh, we do not need a tiller.
Wait. A mower. Those new zero turns are sweet.
Focus. Roses, mulch, shovel, impatience.
Jeez, talk about impatient.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Chainsaws.
Let's go.
I'm almost done mowing this section.
Ridiculous.
Are you starting to question your gambling?
Or the actions of someone you love?
It may be time to talk to someone who understands.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline today and talk to a trained specialist.
There's no judgment and no commitment.
Plus, it's completely free and confidential.
We're here for you. You are not alone.
And remember,
we all have the power to change.
With the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio.
Make the call today.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio at 1-800-589-9999.
For all your pressure washing related needs in Coshocton, Ohio and surrounding area, choose AW Pressure Washing. Get an estimate today from AW Pressure Washing. Call or text 740-610-1527. That's 740-610-1527.
Sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s for tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, chance of rain 70%, 65 degrees currently in Coshocton. And we are back once again with the folks from the Ridgewood Middle School Drama Club, four students, and also the director, Alex Mullen. And Mr. Mullen, clearly these kids enjoy each other's company. They are having fun, and I'm sure all 30 of them do, having fun together. And is it hard to match that energy when you're directing a play like this?
I think they help to fuel energy.
Okay.
You know, for me, the more energized the kids are, the more I get into it. And so, yeah.
Okay. And anything else that you can tell us about the background of the show or the production or the music or anybody else that's involved?
Yeah. It's a Disney based on a Disney movie, of course, from 2016. And Moana is a Pacific Islander. And the idea is that Maui had stolen the heart of the ocean from a goddess named Tafiti, and it created a more like demon-type creature called Taka, who was slowly bringing death and destruction to the Pacific Islands. And so Moana's people were voyagers historically, and they stopped because her father, the chief, is afraid to have anybody go off their island or out beyond the reef, as the kids keep saying, because that's their barrier. And Moana, when she realizes what's happening through her grandmother teaching her, realizes we have to travel, we have to go do this. And she goes on the challenge to go find Maui, because he caused everything, and to have him help her fix it. And so they go on this journey together, and it helps her learn about the world, and it helps improve him. And of course, you know, it's Disney, so we have a happy ending. And
There's a serious message and undertones to it, and maybe you know, with some of the characters that we learned on and off the air, maybe a little bit of a menace at times as well, huh?
Yes. A lot of wonderful music. It's in Pacific Islander fashion at times, same with the costumes. Well, I'm drawing a blank on you. Sorry. It's beautiful music. It's catchy. It's parents and kids will have probably heard a lot of this over the years, particularly the Your Welcome piece. That was that role was Dwayne The Rock Johnson played the role of Maui, and everybody was singing "You're Welcome" for at least a year after that movie came out. And so, yeah, it's great. And as for the kids, you know, and the other adults helping on this production, I could not be more proud of them. They've worked their tails off these last several months, and we've got excellent support at Ridgewood. Our principal, Brian Raich, our superintendent, Mike Maslowski, Sarah McCurdy is the coordinator for the after-school clubs, and the support they've shown us over the years is just magnificent.
And anything else that you want to make sure that we talk about before we wrap up today?
Well, definitely come see it. Referring back to your weather forecast, it won't be raining in the Ridgewood High School auditorium on Sunday. So, so yeah.
Can you give us those times, curtain times, one more time, please?
Certainly, yeah. Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 7, and Sunday at 2. And again, it's free unless you want to give a donation.
All right. Yeah. So hope that you have a packed auditorium at the Ridgewood High School for the Ridgewood Middle School Drama Club's production of Moana Jr. That is director Alex Mullen and also students Audrey Tubbs, Noah Smolder, Dylan Devlin, and Bailey Smith. Just four of the about 30 kids that are part of the production. It is 10:25. We'll be back in just a moment.
Farm life can be hard, but your mental health doesn't have to suffer. American Soybean Association, United Soybean Board, and Soy States are committed to our farmers' well-being, and soy help resources are available. Find out more at soygrowers.com or hashtag soyhelp.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Sandcast is excited to be hiring production employees for their cast iron foundry in Coshocton. Candidates capable of passing a drug test and willing to work third shift should apply. The position has a starting wage of $19 per hour for general laborers and $16.50 for light duty, 35-pound max, plus 60 cents differential for third shift. There's also an $850 attendance bonus every 4 months, and all new employees start day one with competitive medical benefits, 401k matching up to 6%, able to earn 2 weeks vacation during the first year with an additional 3 paid personal days, and overtime is available most weeks. Apply online by visiting the WabTech website at wabtechcorp.com/careers and enter Coshocton as the location.
Call a Jeff Turner Ford Sports Line at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Jamie Rice. Join us for our Memorial Day sale with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in during the month of May, only at Jeff Turner Ford.
Take a trip down memory lane with the Coshocton Public Library in a new mini-series for adults called Yesteryear. Each program will cover a few decades of history, covering everything from local events to pop culture to major world events. Programs will be held each Friday in June from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Please register at CoshoctonLibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, sis. Missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at 2 major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It is 10:32, 65 degrees currently in Coshocton, and we are talking about kids, and we are talking about theater for the rest of our program today. We have here in the studio with us Sheila Mays, the producer of the summer production, The Adventures of a Comic Book Artist at the Triple Lox Theater. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Mike.
And I think it's great that there's been so many people over the years, and you know, sometimes there's been a changing of the guard, but consistently having a summer show for kids every year, and you know, sometimes these kids turn into the adult performers of the future.
They absolutely do. We're so proud of the number of our young people who have gone on to become adult actors, and some have even gone into the industry professionally, and we're going to talk about one of those young gals today. But yes, we're very excited to get kids involved at the theater. It's so good. In addition to learning the skills that requires to be on stage or to be backstage, it's just a really great opportunity for kids to learn social skills and get to interact with adults who are very positive and really nurturing. So it's just a fun opportunity for kids who might not get to do that kind of thing in school or in the summer need something productive to do. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. But it really is a great learning experience.
Sheila, you've been involved in the theater for a long time. What about the kids' production?
With the kids' productions, I typically help in production areas. Mm-hmm. So I've been the producer for this show and also for another of the kids' shows several years ago, the Music Man Jr. I produced. But my husband and I always help in other ways as well. He typically works on sets, and I'll help pretty much anywhere as necessary. This year, what we're doing is inviting some of our former young actors to come back and help us with some of the production aspects. So Shelley Lillibridge is the director of the children's show this year. We're really excited to have her back. You know, she took a little bit of a break, and we missed her. And then with COVID, of course, we had to take a little bit of a break from the youth production. So this year she is back. But also we have invited Annie Bossen. Annie's been on our stage many, many times in our youth productions. She is back with us for the first time as an assistant director, and Ruthie Cameron has come back. Ruthie is actually pursuing a fine arts education in college right now, but is back for the summer, and so she is also helping with the production. She's working on costumes. She and Annie are working collaboratively on the choreography. We're all, the four of us, are all pitching in together and doing the musical direction. So it's really a collaborative effort, but we're hoping to also get some additional young people, maybe some of our returning former child actors back, so that we can mentor them and help them to learn the ropes and some of the backstage, whether it be stage managing or lights or sound or props or costumes, any of those jobs. We'd like to also get those young people in so they can maybe take over the youth productions in the future.
Well, and with Ruthie and Annie and whoever else that you can get, it would seem that would elevate the level of enthusiasm for such a show.
Yeah, absolutely. And because, let's say Ruthie and Annie, for example, because they've done the youth productions so many times, they know that our philosophy, they know the mission of the organization, but they also know that the idea is for kids to learn in a happy, fun, welcoming environment, keeping everybody safe, but at the same time just remembering that we all come to this because we love it, and we want to nurture the love of theater and the love of performing and the love of just the idea of being a theater family. That's one of the things I think people who aren't involved in theater maybe don't understand so much. I say this every time I'm involved in a show. You know, you get together, you all fall in love, and you're madly in love for about 6 weeks, and then everybody goes away. But then you do it all over again with another group of people, and some of the folks return, and some, you know, you get some new, bring some new folks in. I jokingly call us the Island of Misfit Toys, you know, because we all bring these different skills and talents and interests to the table, and it's all welcomed. It's one of the very few genres in life, I think, or arenas in life where diversity is not only appreciated but welcomed and mm-hmm. encouraged. So with young people in particular, with kids, I really have a passion for helping them to discover that whatever they can bring to the table, we will put to good use.
And I'll ask you the same thing I asked Mr. Mullen last hour. What do you feel that the kids get out of it? What do they learn? What do they learn from theater that they can take with them?
They learn so many things. You know, I've always said that public speaking is an invaluable tool, but acting, you know, it teaches you to be comfortable in your own body. It teaches you to project. It teaches you to make eye contact and to think about others' feelings. And, you know, it really helps to foster empathy. And there are so many life skills that a young person can get out of participating in theater, working together as a team. You know, it's really interesting to me that I think the fine arts oftentimes are disregarded as being as valuable in the world as they really are. But the reality is we need to be able to communicate with one another. We need to be able to know how to respond in certain circumstances. And the way we learn that is by practicing it. And so theater is one of the best places to practice that because it's safe. You can pretend to have all kinds of emotions. And in pretending that, really oftentimes grapple with the actual emotions in real life. So I can't say enough good things about it. I think that young people need to have a sense of community. And at the theater, we've worked really hard to provide that, especially with the children's productions. So especially in a time when we're just recovering from COVID, you know, we know it's still here, but you know, we're on the side now where we aren't, don't have to be quite so afraid all the time. Kids have missed out on that. They've missed out on hanging out together, but they've also missed out on having interactions with adults in other ways. You know, we've found ways to have play dates safely with kids throughout this experience, and we found ways for them to go to school, but we really haven't found great opportunities for them to be able to connect with the larger community. And so we're working really hard to make sure that it's safe in doing that this year at the theater, but also that we can kind of welcome that atmosphere back to kids' lives.
The Adventures of a Comic Book Artist?
Yes,
right?
The Adventures of a Comic Book Artist.
That's the summer production. I've never heard of that before. Sheila, tell us all about it.
It's a cute little show. It really is. You know, one of the great things about the kids show and why I say we're welcoming young people to participate is that typically they're not as complex. You know, a simpler set, simpler script idea. In this show, our main character is Stanley. And Stanley is a janitor who works at a comic book company. And he desperately wants to become a comic book artist. But the owner of the company just really hasn't seen his talent. There happens to be a misstep on the owner's part, and he purchases something to try to save his company that actually turns comic book characters into real figures. And so some of the villains that the artists have drawn come to life. And so Stanley steps in as a hero. I don't want to give it all away, but he rises to the occasion and creates some characters that help to combat the evil that is unleashed. It's such a fun show. There's an opportunity for lots of kids. There are opportunities for kids to play multiple roles, but it's just, you know, who doesn't want to be a superhero?
Or a villain.
Or a villain. The villains are always the best. They're the most fun to play.
And is there music involved?
It is. It's a musical.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, Shelley Lillibridge, Annie, Ruthie, and I are working together on helping the kids. The music is all on CD, so we're going to be able to work with them, pull them out, work with them, and just give them an opportunity. They can practice at home. This is really a great first show for any kid who wants to participate, who thinks they might like to sing. There are lots of roles. Like I said, some are smaller roles, some are larger roles. Lots of them can double up. But it's, you know, very some basic dancing, some basic singing, but fun.
Okay. About how many kids would you estimate that you need, with the understanding that the double roles are a possibility?
We're hoping for around 20. Mm-hmm. If we can get at least 20, that would be great. Fantastic. We can do it with some fewer. We can do it with more. You know, we really don't want to turn kids away. So if we have an opportunity to use someone, we certainly will. We like to start with school age. So 5 or 6, they need to be at least in kindergarten. And then up to senior in high school. You know, they can have graduated this year, but beyond that, we refer all them to our adult productions, or more mature productions. But yeah, we're looking forward to having, you know, as many kids as we can involved. We have enough space at the theater that we are going to practice some social distancing while in rehearsals. You know, when the kids aren't rehearsing, they'll be in the auditorium, but they'll be distanced. But we'll give them things to do so that they're not bored. You know, there won't be a lot of downtime. We're working to set up the schedule so that we don't have a lot of overlap, so that we can have as few people in the theater as possible during rehearsals. We also host a workshop day, which is a lot of fun for the kids. It's a day where we pull the kids out and work on any pieces that might need some extra help. But it's also a good, great team building day. It's a day for the kids to come and just, you know, have a lot of fun. It's very casual. They work on some dance routines. But again, it's just really an opportunity for them to spend time together and really focus on the craft.
Okay. When are auditions?
Auditions are on Sunday. That is the 22nd. At the theater. Our theater is at 685 North White Woman Street, in case folks don't know, just outside of Roscoe Village. But we are hosting auditions a little differently this year for the kids show. We're asking that folks schedule their times for auditions. We're trying to have kids come in groups of 2 or 3. So again, we don't have too many people at the theater at one time. Very, very simple audition. Kids will be asked to sing Happy Birthday, and then maybe another song that they like, just so we can get a feel for, you know, what their voices sound like and how comfortable they might be on stage. They do not have to have had any prior experience. One of the good things about our program is we do not charge the kids at all to be involved in the shows. They might be asked to bring in, you know, something for their costume, something very basic. This year, we're asking them to bring in a pair of canvas tennis shoes because we're going to have a painting, a canvas shoe painting day as part of the workshop to go along with their characters. But other than that, and even if that becomes an issue for families, we will work to make sure that they have, the kids have what they need. So we don't want it to be a financial burden. We don't want it to be a burden of time. We're setting up our rehearsal schedule a little differently this year also. We'll be rehearsing on Sundays from 4 to 6, and then Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays from 6 to 8. We hope that that gives families Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and then, of course, throughout the day on Sunday to go on vacations, take whatever trips they want, those kinds of things, so we don't bump into too many vacations and scheduling conflicts.
In the past, going way back with Diane Pike and Shelley and Lynn and Susan, I know I'm leaving things out. As you already illustrated, you want the kids to, this is something fun for them, a learning thing for them, socialization, but you also want to put on a quality performance.
Oh, absolutely. We want the kids to be proud of the experience that they've had. We want them, their friends and family members, to come and really appreciate the work that's been put into it. And frankly, we've never had a situation where the kids didn't put their hearts into it. And because we have dedicated adults who are working to the backstage pieces of this, the directing, I really feel like everyone's very conscientious about that. And we all so much want the kids to feel successful. So our productions are quality productions. We have the same folks who build our sets for our other productions, build our sets for our kids' shows. The same adults who are involved in all of the other production elements are involved with our kids' shows, too. This is really an opportunity, again, for kids to learn and to build a craft. And in doing that, we know that that means they need to, you know, it isn't all fun and games in that, you know, it is structured, and we do teach them. But it is an environment where the folks who are doing the teaching truly love being there and doing it.
Okay. So auditions this Sunday, is that right?
Auditions this Sunday. If someone cannot attend auditions, then we can schedule a separate day and time. So that's not a problem. But we do ask that folks contact the director to schedule the audition time. And they can contact her by calling 740-294-8645. We will also have that information on our website. It's already on our website. We also will have it on our Facebook page. And if anyone, for whatever reason, isn't able to reach her, would like to reach out to me, they can also feel free to do so. And my number is 740-502-3047.
That's Sheila Mays and also Director Shelley Lillibridge. We'll take a break. We'll be back around with Sheila one more time in just a moment. This Lost and Found Pet Information is brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic. A red and white mixed breed young male dog was found on Cemetery Drive. This dog has no collar nor tags. Also, a female husky wearing a pink collar was found on Township Road 422 near Warsaw. Both of these dogs have been taken to the animal shelter. Phone number is 740-622-9741. A male black Great Dane with no collar nor tags was lost on a state route to 83 in the Lake Park area. That phone number is 740-622-1146 or 740-260-2636. And we have just received a report of a male chihuahua wearing two blue collars. One's a flea collar, the other's a regular collar. That's why he's wearing two collars. This dog was found on 8th Street, and this male chihuahua has also been taken to the animal shelter. The phone number is 740-622-9741. This Lost and Found Pet Information was brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic.
One in five people will experience mental illness during their lifetime, and many spend months or years facing challenges before diagnosis. Soy Help from American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board is online at soygrowers.com and can help you seek professional support.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me? texting whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sandcast is excited to be hiring production employees for their cast iron foundry in Coshocton. Candidates capable of passing a drug test and willing to work third shift should apply. The position has a starting wage of $19 per hour for general laborers and $16.50 for light duty, 35-pound max, plus 60 cents differential for third shift. There's also an $850 attendance bonus every 4 months, and all new employees start day one with competitive medical benefits, 401k matching up to 6%, able to earn 2 weeks vacation during the first year with an additional 3 paid personal days, and overtime is available most weeks. Apply online by visiting the WabTech website at wabtechcorp.com/careers and enter Coshocton as the location.
Call the Jeff Drennan's Ford Sports Line at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Adam Peters. Join us for our Memorial Day sale with $2,500 minimum for your trade-in during the whole month of May. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
For all your pressure washing related needs in Coshocton, Ohio and surrounding area, choose AW Pressure Washing. Get an estimate today from AW Pressure Washing. Call or text 740-610-1527. That's 740-610-1527.
Sunshine today, beautiful day ahead of us. Highs in the lower 70s for tonight, mainly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Gonna be a little bit of a cool night tonight. Then for tomorrow, maybe some rain, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Then a mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, chance of rain 70%. Currently it is 67 degrees in Coshocton. And we are back once again with Sheila Mays. She is the producer of the summer youth production at the Triple Locks Theater, Footlight Players, The Adventures of a Comic Book Artist. And what else would you like to share with us about the show? Or could you use some help from parents or grown-ups?
We absolutely could use some help. We always welcome volunteers, but particularly with the children's show. There are lots of young people to wrangle, and there are lots of jobs to do. So we certainly would welcome any parents who would like to get involved. Any adults who are interested in volunteering can contact me. Also, we welcome, again, our young people who have been in former productions. If they'd like to come back and be involved, we will find a place for everyone if folks want to volunteer. Our show, it's really interesting in that some of the superheroes and some of the villains are a little non-traditional. One of my very favorites is Wombat Woman. She's a cranky superhero who really isn't happy with her costume. So there's lots of opportunities in this show for kids to just really have fun with it, to just play with it. And again, it's a little non-traditional in some of those respects. The show itself runs July 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and then July 17th and 24th at 2:30 p.m. Now, just as a reminder to all the folks who've attended our shows in the past, these are new times for us this season. So again, 7:30 p.m. is our start time for our evening shows, and 2:30 p.m. is the start time for our matinees. Again, we hope that the young people who come get involved and can really just enjoy the entire experience of it. We do the workshop, and that's a day that's a lot of fun. We also throw a cast party for the kids, so they get to have a pizza party and celebrate kind of the end of the show. All of the fun stuff that comes along with being in a show, in addition to again, that sense of community. Anyone who's interested in auditioning can, again, call Shelley Lillibridge at 740-294-8645. Or they can reach out to me at 740-502-3047.
Now you're going to ask them to sing Happy Birthday, maybe a song of their own. You're going to have them read as well?
We will. We have a couple of pages of the script that we've printed out. If anyone would like to take a look at that in advance, again, they can reach out to me to do so. We also will try to post that on the website. So if they want to look at it in advance, they can do so. But I encourage parents, if they have any questions whatsoever, to give me a call. Or again, they can call Shelley, either one of us, and we'll be happy to answer any questions they have. If they need a separate day in order to participate in the auditions, we certainly will work with schedules to make that.
Okay. School-age children, at least kindergarten, high school kids or junior high, how far up do you expect?
They can go clear up through high school. We expect that some of our, characters will probably be some of the older young people, but at the same time, the script doesn't necessarily require that. We can be quite flexible with it, but we would like a range of ages because, again, we want the little guys to learn from the older kids, and we want the older kids to have the experience of mentoring the younger children. So we really would like a wide range of ages.
Okay. It is The Adventures of a Comic Book Artist, and the auditions are this Sunday at the Triple Lox Theater. Sheila, anything else before we wrap up today?
Just I hope we get to see as many folks out as possible. We hope that the community will support this endeavor, and we hope that parents feel like they can bring their kids and really have a wonderful experience with us.
Okay, and there'll still be plenty of summer left after the show is over, so the kids can have fun with on and off the stage this summer. Sheila, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Sheila Mays, the producer of The Adventures of a Comic Book Artist. We'll be back right after these words.
This is Tana from J&R Door. We are having our second annual car and bike show on Saturday, May 21st from 11 to 5 p.m. here at J&R Door. Registration for the car and bike show will be from 9 to 11 with only $10 entry fee, and trophies will be awarded to the winners. We will have door prizes from local businesses, a food truck on site, and 50-50 drawing, with proceeds being donated to our local animal shelter. Again, you're invited to the J&R Door second annual car and bike show on Saturday, May 21st from 11 to 5.
Are you thinking of any home improvements this spring? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has select styles of Dreamweaver carpet up to $1 off per square yard, or choose from one of Cortex luxury vinyl tile or planks, which are 100% waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof. And don't forget your windows. We have the perfect window dressing, Graber blinds. You can choose from a large variety of quality custom-made window coverings. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Take a trip down memory lane with the Coshocton Public Library in a new mini-series for adults called Yesteryear. Each program will cover a few decades of history, covering everything from local events to pop culture to major world events. Programs will be held each Friday in June from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Please register at CoshoctonLibrary.org or by calling 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Are you wanting to be part of something greater? This is Staff Sergeant Hogan, your local Ohio Army National Guard recruiter. With the Ohio Army National Guard, you can be part of something greater, helping your local community, state, and country. We offer great benefits, including debt-free college, paid skill training, and more. Contact me today for more information at 740-602-0577. Live here, work here, and serve here. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WTNS is looking for the right person to join our team. If you want to help local businesses with their marketing needs, we want to talk with you. If you want to learn more, find out by calling me, Chris Wallace, at 622-1560 or by emailing your information to WTNS993@yahoo.com. Again, that's WTNS993@yahoo.com. WTNS AM/FM is an equal opportunity employer.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over!
Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him?
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier hound chihuahua looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, that is our show for today, and thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us today, and there were a bunch of them. Betsy Gosnell from Leadership Coshocton County, also Leadership graduates Jerry Breen, Sue Renner-Miller, and Angela Locke, and the folks from the Ridgewood Middle School Drama Club, Director Alex Mullen, and students Audrey Tubbs, Noah Smolder, Dylan Devlin, and Bailey Smith. And finally, a big thank you to Sheila Mays, producer of the Footlight Players Summer Production, for being with us today.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff and Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mainly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain, 70%. It's currently 67.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.